Hello everyone, my name is Srinivas Kumu and I'll be your host for today's podcast discussing about the common issues faced by customers in managing SAP landscape and how Yash is helping them overcome those problems. We are managing multiple customers who are on ECC and S/4HANA, and with our experience we have addressed multiple challenges and also proactively proposed value additions, increasing the productivity and also making sure the customer business is as usual. We always advise our customers to follow the best practices with minimal customization and propose automations for better user experience. Let me start with an example in basis. One of the common issues faced by customers is not tracking the job failures, systems log, operating system performance, systems file space utilization, memory management, database space, even including the backups. So to overcome this challenge, we have developed a tool which triggers a monitoring report with all the statistics every 8 hours, 3 times a day, covering 24/7 monitoring. We also developed a couple of automations like triggering alerts in case of job failures, spike in the CPI utilization, operating system performance, or memory management. As you know, unplanned IT downtime will cost thousands of dollars for the companies, much more in case the system is down during the business hours. Well, SAP security is a critical component of an enterprise cybersecurity strategy. Common threats faced by SAP systems include exploitation and fraud, risk to data integrity, unauthorized access, and data leaks. These risks can be addressed with security monitoring of SAP systems, applying the regularly the security updates or patches, etc., making sure to keep the system up to date with the new functionalities. At Yash, we suggest SPS, support pack stack upgrade, regularly for new patches and support packages. As you know, support package stack allows you to keep productive applications up to date on a regular basis with a minimal cost of ownership. In addition to support pack SPS, we also propose the EHP, which is enhanced package upgrade. So what is this EHP all about? EHP is a bundle of new features with many additional security functions and capabilities designed to address the limitations of its predecessor version, like previous versions which are more vulnerable to security breaches. So you may be aware of several instances where businesses have stopped receiving active SAP support for an earlier version simply because they don't upgrade it with the most recent EHP release. So SAP doesn't support in case if the customer's database is on the old version. This occurs as a result of the fact that SAP support team is focused on updating EHP instead of focusing on maintaining ongoing service backup or new releases. In addition to this suggestion for standardized risk evaluation of all business systems and to prioritize the protection of the systems according to the most critical cyber attacks, we publish the customers on a regular basis the early watch report. SAP early watch report is nothing but it's a health and performance diagnostic tool providing various health and security checks. As you know, these alerts indicate critical situations and give solutions to improve the performance and stability. We also notify administrators about important configurations and SAP notes that are not implemented. Early watch report also gives the overview of the KPIs, predictive analysis, ad hoc risk mitigation to prevent the business downtimes. Moving to the technical side, when we talk over AMS support from a different vendor, we generally come across issues like programs taking long time resulting in system performance issues. We at Yash follow the ABAP standard naming and coding practices. By implementing these effective performance optimization techniques, we can enhance the runtime of ABAP programs, improve user experience, and maximize the system resources. In terms of functional side, month-end closure, let's take FICO. Majority of the finance users have month-end closure. They always have a regular challenge to overcome. This, we have implemented a closing stock pit for a faster closure without missing the steps or sequence of month-end activities. Posting regular recurring entries, accruals, deferrals is a time-consuming task. We have developed some BDC automation tools where the user has to check the dates, values in the Excel sheet, and just one click, the Excel will be uploaded and the entries will be posted. So these recurring entries, which is a tedious task every month, is just optimized by clicking with one click radio button. So I just covered this in today's podcast. So see you next time with some more content.